Candlestick Park in San Francisco is the New York Mets flying the San Francisco Giants in the first game of a doubleheader. Rheingold Beer brings you National League Baseball with the New York Mets. Rheingold, New York City's largest selling beer. And what a remarkable thing that is. In New York, a city of so many different people with different tastes, one beer has become the favorite. Rheingold Extra Dry. Now, we don't know why so many people like our beer, but we must be doing something right.
Today's game is also brought to you by WGY, your sports station for the Great Northeast. WGY brings you the full schedule of the Mets' regular season games live from major league parks throughout the country.
With Ralph Kiner and Lindsey Nelson from Candlestick Park with the broadcast of today's doubleheader between the New York Mets and the San Francisco Giants. The Mets won the opener of the series Friday night, 7-5. The Giants won 4-3 yesterday afternoon. The weather in San Francisco, it's a beautiful day. Skies are brilliant blue and clear. The breeze, very moderate right now. It'll be much stronger later in the day. And the temperature at game time, and game time is high noon here in San Francisco, is 60 degrees. The opening game pitchers for New York, Larry Benares will be on the mound, and for the Giants, Juan Marichal. We'll be back with the start of today's first game in just 1 minute. Now, here's the word from Sunoco.
This is the sound that means news, up to the minute, concise, and complete. From the facilities of NBC, Associated Press, United Press International, the United States Weather Bureau, a staff of stringers throughout a 26-county area, and a newsroom staff of experienced news people, WGY keeps you informed of the latest happenings. More than 20 times a day in regularly scheduled newscasts, from 6 in the morning to midnight, WGY brings you the latest news from around the world, around the area, and across the street. And when something newsworthy happens, you get it in bulletin form when it happens. All this, plus specialized programs on farm news, sports, weather, and business, make WGY's news department your best information center for what's going on in the world today.
Marichal has completed his warm-ups. Larry Benares throwing in the last of his. The Giants are taking the field. For the batting order and the lineup for the first game, let's check in with Ralph.
For the New York Mets, Ron Hunt will lead off and play second base. Leon Jones will be in center field batting second. John Stevenson, the catcher, batting third. Dick Stewart at first base in the cleanup position. Batting fifth, playing right field, Johnny Lewis. The sixth batter will be the left fielder, Ed Cranepool. Batting seventh and playing third base, Chuck Hiller. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Roy McMillan. And the pitcher, Larry Benares, will be batting in the ninth position. For the Giants, the leadoff batter will be Don Landrum, playing in center field in place of Willie Mays. Willie being given some rest here in the first game of this doubleheader. And now with the Giants in the field, our national anthem. Sunshiny day here in San Francisco, California. The Giant lineup, Don Landrum leading off and playing center field. Jim Davenport batting second and playing shortstop. Batting third at first base, Willie McGovey. In the cleanup position, playing third base, Jim Rayhart. Batting fifth and playing in left field, Cap Peterson. Batting sixth, the catcher, Tom Holler. Batting seventh in right field, Ollie Brown. The eighth batter will be the second baseman, Hal Lanier, and the pitcher, Juan Marichal, batting ninth. Juan just running out to the mound from the San Francisco dugout. And he is now taking his warm-up pitches, all set to go. He has a record this year of 7 wins and no losses. His last time out against the Dodgers, he was not involved in the decision. He pitched 10 innings. Umpires for the game today, Mel Steiner behind home plate. The umpire now calling the pitches on Juan Marichal as he warms up. Al Bonick at first base, Augie Donatelli the umpire at second base, and at third base, Stan Landis. The ball around the infield, and now as this doubleheader comes your way, here is Bob Murphy to take you there, right down the line.
Okay, Ralph, Ron Hunt stepping in to lead off against Juan Marichal. The amazing Mr. Hunt batting 347. He has had 14 hits in 20 official times at bat against the Giants this year, a 700 batting average. And he has reached base 17 times in his last 19 trips to the plate against Giant pitching. He has paid the price. Friday night he was hit by Gaylord Perry. Yesterday he was hit by Bob Pretty. And the first pitch of the afternoon is on the outside corner, strike one call. Ron spent about 2 hours before the game today on the rubbing table, taking heat treatments where he was hit above the right elbow yesterday, then whirlpool treatments so he could play this ball game today. Marichal out of the windup. Here's the pitch on the way. Outside, one ball, one strike. So right now you have two men squaring off who are in the midst of phenomenal streaks. Juan Marichal, the Giant ace, has won 7, lost none. Lifetime against New York, Mr. Marichal, 14-0. Curve is over, a call strike, gets one ball and two strikes. Marichal's last start was Tuesday night at Dodger Stadium. He went 10 innings of a 13-inning game, did not figure in the decision. In 10 innings, he gave up just one run. One ball, two strikes on Ron Hunt. The doubleheader just underway, and now the Dominican dandy, Juan Marichal, looks in for his sign from Tom Haller. Here's the windup by Marichal, the pitch, and it's a pop-up down the right field line. It may go foul. Running for it hard is McCovey. He can't reach it. It lands beyond his reach in foul territory down toward the bullpen. Returns to the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Marichal has won 7 and lost none. In 69 innings, he has given up only 6 earned runs, so his earned run average is 0.78. The 1-2 delivery is foul back into the crowd, no play. Marichal has started 8 games. He has 6 complete games. In 69 innings, he has given up only 42 base hits. So right now, Juan Marichal is the toast of the National League pitchers. The 1-2 delivery, a foul ball, back to the screen, no play. Larry Benarth will start his first game of the new season as he hooks up against Marichal. In the second game, Jack Hamilton will pitch against Ray Sadecki. Pitching 1-2. A swing and a foul tip. It's missed, beg your pardon. The ball was stopped by Haller. He picks it up and tags on out. One away as Marichal strikes on Hunt. That brings up Leon Jones. Leon hitting 296. They start the doubleheaders on Sunday at noon in San Francisco to take advantage of the good weather. The winds you hear so much about in the Candlestick Park area usually come up around 2:30 in the afternoon. So at least they get one game in without being bothered by the wind. It's thrown to Leon, a foul ball back into the screen, no play. Giants have Willie McCovey playing first, Hal Lanier at second, Jim Davenport is short, and Jim Rayhart at third. Gap Peterson is in left field, Don Landrum in center, and around in right field, Ollie Brown. A drive hit toward the alley in left center field, a base hit by Cleon Jones. Running over for it is Cap Peterson. He's up with the ball in the first stop, and Cleon takes a long turn with a solid base hit to left center field. Now Johnny Stevenson. Johnny has had phenomenal success against Giant pitching so far this year. And he's batting .423. Johnny Stevenson, Mets receiver, left-hand batter. A swing and a miss on a curve, strike one. Dick Stewart is on deck, and then Johnny Lewis. Mets have played their best ball ever on the road this year. A drive hit in the air to right field. Brown racing over. It makes the catch near the line. It was well hit by Johnny Stevenson. But it stayed up, and Ollie Brown came toward the line to pick it up. On the road this year, the Mets are playing .500 ball. They've won six and lost six of their road games. Two outs and one on. The hitter is Dick Stewart. Hitting .212. One home run, four runs batted in. Now Marichal lobs the ball over to McCovey. Juan Marichal is now 28 years old. Last year he won 22, lost 13. Here's the pitch on the way. And the breaking ball is low inside, ball one. Lifetime, Marichal has won 112 and lost only 52. Giants have their infield around the left against Dick Stewart. And the pitch to Stewart, a half swing, and the ball is over on the outside corner, strike two. Every game this year between the Mets and Giants have been outstanding games. Rob Gardner, after the third inning in yesterday's game, was sensational. Giants won on an unearned run. Breaking ball over for a call strike, one and two. Gardner, after the third inning in yesterday's game, retired 15 of the last 17 men. He gave up just two singles after the third. Now the pitch to Stewart, a pitch out, but nothing was on. So the count is two and two. Beautiful day in the San Francisco Bay Area. We hope you're having a beautiful day back home in New York. Now Marichal checks the runner. The pitch on the way, a little ground ball hit down the third baseline, pounced on by Haller. He throws to McCovey on the side of south. One hit, no errors, one left on. Score in the middle of the first, the Mets nothing, and the Giants coming to bat. Did you ever stop to think of how many lonesome the travelers there are here in yonder and how thirsty they get?
Well, I am a lonely and a lonesome traveler. I am a lonely and a lonesome traveler. I am a lonely and a lonesome traveler. I've been a traveling on. I traveled here and then
from California to New York, the American folk singer travels here and yonder, carrying with him the music of the whole world and its peoples. And sometimes when the traveling gets thirsty, he puts down his guitar and accompanies himself with a cold beer, maybe Rheingold. And in New York City, where more songs and travelers stop than anywhere else in the world, More people buy Rheingold Extra Dry than any other beer. How come? Maybe it's the Oregon hops we use. Who knows? But we must be doing something right.
Larry Benares on the mound for New York, starting his first ball game of the season. Johnny Stevenson behind the plate. The Mets have Dick Stewart at first, Ron Hunt at second, Roy McMillan playing short, and Chuck Hiller will be at third. In the outfield, Eddie Crane Poole in left, Leon Jones in center, and Johnny Lewis is around at right. The leadoff batter will be the center fielder, Don Landrum. The Cubs and the Braves playing a doubleheader today in Atlanta. The Braves scored two runs off Dick Ellsworth in the first inning. Blasting game pitching for Atlanta. The Pirates and Dodgers will play a single game in Los Angeles. St. Louis and the Reds playing a single game in Cincinnati, and the Reds are out in front 1-0 on a home run by Veta Penson. Bob Gibson against Jim O'Toole. The Reds have now won 6 in a row, 12 of their last 14. They are really a surging ball club. Bills and the Astros play at the Astrodome in Houston. Last night, the Astros rallied, getting 3 in the 9th inning, and went on to win in the 11th. Benares delivers to Landrum, inside and low, it's ball 1. In the American League, Washington 5, the California Angels 1 after 5 innings in their first game. Klein and Verdetta in the ball game in relief, and Rick Reichert has hit his 11th home run of the year. It's the only run for the Angels so far in the ballgame. They trail 5-1 at the end of 5. Landrum runs up as if to bunt, doesn't offer, and the breaking ball is over for a strike. Cleveland and Chicago tied 1-1 at the end of 2. Sonny Siebert against Gary Peters. However, Peters came out of the game in the first inning and Jewel Horland came in. The Yankees lead the Minnesota Twins 5-3 after 7.5. Ground ball bounced to shortstop. Roy McMillan is up with it. Good throw across the diamond to Dick Stewart. One man out. Stottlemyre, the Yankee pitcher in the first game of the doubleheader in the stadium. The Yankees have hit two home runs, one by Jake Gibbs with nobody on, and a two-run homer by Joe Pepito in the 7th. Detroit 3, Baltimore nothing after 5. Mickey Lolich against Frank Bertagna. Kansas City 1, the Red Sox nothing after 4.5. Ralph Terry pitching against Earl Wilson. Jim Davenport is up, and the pitch is low. 1 ball and no strikes. Strike on Jim Davenport. The Mets will go to Houston following the doubleheader today, where they tackle the Astros in two night games on Tuesday and Wednesday night. The Astros have been playing real good ball. They're just 2.5 games out of first place, and they're 7 games over 500. They've won 21, lost 14. 1-1 delivery to Davenport is whacked foul back into the upper deck, no play. They were leading the Phillies last night, 3-0. Going to the 9th inning, the Phillies tied it up, but the Astros won it in the 11th, winning 4-3. Good crowd gathering here at Candlestick Park for the big doubleheader today between New York and San Francisco. Cookie Lavagetto on the Lions at first base, and Charlie Fox coaching at third. Inside and low, 2 balls, 2 strikes on Jim Davenport. Wes Westrum has been wanting to give Larry Benares a start. He has handed him a rugged assignment today in pitting him against Juan Marichal. Benares delighted to get the opportunity to start. Larry has pitched well in the past against the Giants. Foul ball back. He turned in a very effective and long relief stint in that always-to-be-remembered 23-inning game at Shea Stadium. He started a ball game the next to last day of the season last year against Philadelphia. And the second game of that doubleheader went 18 innings. Does that mean anything? Nabedov out of his windup, the 2-2 pitch. Inside and high, it's ball three. Jerry Arrigo joined the ball club. He arrived in San Francisco last night. He's in uniform. He has been assigned at number 26. Wes Westrum talked to Jerry. There had been some idea and some thought that Arrigo might pitch today because you like to work left-handers in this ballpark. But Arrigo has been used so sparingly that Wes simply did not feel his arm would be strong enough. He pitched only six innings all during spring training and had worked only seven innings this season. Outside and high, ball four, and Davenport walks. That brings up Willie McCovey. Stoneham gave a dinner last night in honor of the greats of the San Francisco area who were here yesterday to pay tribute to Lefty O'Doul. Quite a baseball gathering last night, and one of the things they were talking about was the home run McCovey hit yesterday. Ball must have traveled 500 feet. Big left-hand hitter. It's a ground ball toward the hole. It's going through for a base hit to the right. Around second is Davenport. He's on his way to third. No play for Davenport. And the Giants have runners on first and third. Ball was not hit hard, but it was well placed into the hole on the right side of the infield. Giants with runners on first and third. One man out, and the cleanup batter, Jim Ray Hart, coming up. Hart batting 326. Has hit nine home runs and driven 20 runs in. He had two home runs in the Friday night game. Let's have the infield now, hoping for a shot at the double play. The outfield is shaded around toward left. Now Benarth working off the stretch. The pitch to Jim Ray Hart, a ground ball foul back toward the visiting dugout. Mets will spend the night in San Francisco. They will fly tomorrow to Houston. It'll be the first experience for the New York Mets playing on the synthetic infield. Most of the talk about the difficulties encountered in playing on the synthetic grass in Houston. Most of that talk has completely died out. Next pitch on the way. Good stop by Johnny Stevenson. It was down in the dirt. One ball, one strike. Jim Hart, right-hand hitter, stands well back from the plate. Mets have their outfield swung around toward left. Leon Jones moving over toward the alley in left center. McMillan and Hunt talk back and forth. The pitch, a ground ball to shortstop. McMillan to Hunt. Now there's one. The ball is dropped. Hunt drops the ball and a run is in. Hunt dropped the ball as he took it out of his glove. McCovey is out on the force play, but the Mets lose a sure double play that would have gotten them out of the inning. So Hart reaches on the fielder's choice, and since they make the play at second, there's no error. Davenport scores, but that was a cinch double play. Ron was very concerned about whether he'd be able to throw the ball out here today because he was hit just above the right elbow on the back of his arm by Bob Prudy with a fastball yesterday, and it was really puffed up. He was also hit by Gaylord Perry in the Friday night game. Curve outside and low to Cap Peterson. One ball and no strikes. Jim Hart picks up a run batted in. Giants lead 1-0. Right-handed hitting Cap Peterson uses an overly closed batting stance. Stewart holds against the runner. Now the pitch by Benarth. Low and outside. Larry's main pitching fort is his sinker. Many times he can escape jams because he does make the hitters hit that ball on the ground and it gives the infield a shot at that double play. So he made Jim Hart do exactly what he wanted him to do, but unfortunately, the ball was dropped at second base. Now, once again, Larry has his sign. He's behind on the hitter, 2-0. Ball's behind 3-0 as the pitch breaks outside. At the moment, it's 12:20 here in San Francisco. It's usually around 2:30 to 3 o'clock that the breeze starts to freshen up. 3-0 delivery. Fastball down the middle for a strike. It's 3-1 on Cap Peterson. They go to the ninth inning at Yankee Stadium with the New York Yankees leading the Minnesota Twins 5-3. Ramos has come on in relief of Mel Stottlemyre. Albanarth eyes his runner. Delivers 3-1. And it's in there for a call strike, 3-2. So this time, Jim Ray Hart will be running on 3-2 to Cap Peterson with two men down. Jim Davenport reached on a walk with one man out. The walk has proved to be costly. Davenport has scored. In the set position. Throws to first base to keep Jim Ray Hart close. Now Peterson cocks the bat. There goes Hart, the pitch, a ground ball to second base. Ron Hunt comes up with it, fires hard to first in time for the out. Ron had to put something on the throw because the ball was hit slowly. So the arm passed the chest. He whipped that ball over there in good shape. One run, one hit. No errors, one left on. At the end of one, Giants won, and the New York Mets nothing. Ralph?
Well, if you're driving around the area by Shea Stadium, you can drop in there today and pick up your tickets for any of the future games the Mets have. They return home on the 30th of May to play against the Philadelphia Phillies in a big doubleheader. They play the Phillies the next day in a night game, a single night game. Other ticket outlets are located in areas around New York. Grand Central Station at the foot of the 42nd Street and Vanderbilt Avenue ramp, open weekdays from 8 to 6 and Saturdays from 8:30 to 4. Pennsylvania Station in the Long Island Waiting Room, also open weekdays from 8 to 6 and Saturdays from 8:30 to 4. Macy's in the Walt Whitman Shopping Center in Huntington, Long Island, open during the regular store hours. And in addition to that, reservations for box and reserve seats can be made at all Howard Cole stores during regular store hours and also at any branch of the manufacturer's Hanover Trust Company during the banking hours. Tickets can be obtained, too, by mail by writing Ticket Manager, Shea Stadium, Flushing, New York. And don't forget to toss in an extra 25 cents to cover the mailing cost. Well, it's the top of the second in the first game of the doubleheader today. And once again, here's Bob Murphy.
Johnny Lewis will be hitting against Juan Marichal as we go to the top of the second. Crowd's still coming in at Candlestick on this beautiful day. It's going to be a real good turnout. The Giants will probably pass 400,000 home attendance with today's doubleheader, so they're off to a great start at the gate. Pitch is outside to Johnny Lewis, ball one. Johnny hitting 230 with one home run and 11 runs batted in. Juan Marichal into his windup, that big high kick, and the pitch, a screwball outside, two balls and no strikes. Marichal is a pleasure to watch. He has that classic high kick, great control, and the wide assortment of pitches. 2-0 delivery, a swing and a miss on a curveball. It's 2-1. Lifetime against the Dodgers, Marichal has won 18 and lost 8. The 2-1 delivery, a swing and a miss on another breaking pitch. It's 2-2. Juan will throw curve balls and sliders. Again, a good screw ball to the left-hand hitters. And a good fastball. 2-2 pitch. Just got a piece of it, a foul ball back toward the Giant dugout. No play. Dugouts at Candlestick Park are ground level. So the catchers, in pursuit of a foul ball, do not have to fear of falling into a dugout. A lot of area in foul territory in this ballpark, which can really help a pitcher out. The 2-2 pitch, a towering pop-up. Third baseman Jim Hart coming down the line toward home is under it waiting. And he has it for the out. One away, nobody on. This looks like a good time to light up a Kool for the most refreshing taste in smoking today. Kool Filter King. The distinguished banker from Glendale, California, Mr. Charles Dillon Stengel, seated right behind the Mets dugout. Here's the pitch on the way. It's outside and high, ball one. Broke Casey's heart, but he had to miss the baseball powwow last night because he's here in two capacities, not only in baseball, but also attending a banker's convention. Over the outside corner to Eddie Cranepool, one ball, one strike. And the bankers were having a powwow last night, and since he sits on the board of the Valley National Bank, he had to be there, so he had to miss the baseball gathering. The 1-1 pitch. Foul pop-up, and it's playable for Tom Haller. He turns around, walks back about three steps, and takes it for the out. Big Jim Maloney won another ball game for Cincinnati last night. The Reds, after a horrible start, are fighting their way right back into it. They're now only 5.5 games out, and they're a game over 500. At one time, they were 9 games under. And they're winning again today. Now Chuck Hiller is the batter, and the pitch is outside, ball one. The Reds lead St. Louis 1-0 on a home run by Veda Penson at the end of 2.5 innings. Bob Gibson and Jim O'Toole are the pitchers. Fastball at the letters for a call strike. Hiller asking umpire Mel Steiner about it. One ball, one strike. Chuck batting 381. A 1-1 pitch by Marichal. A fly ball hits a short right field. Ollie Brown coming in. He's under it. Makes the catch. An overpowering inning by Marichal. No runs, no hits, no errors, none left on. At the end of an inning and a half, the Giants won. The New York Mets nothing.
Just jazz. However you enjoy your kicks and jazz, we feel certain that you'll get your fill on the weekly program Just Jazz, heard over WGY. The program is heard usually on Tuesdays from 8 to 11 in the evening. But during the Mets baseball season, the show is heard on other nights of the week. In any case, Just Jazz is heard one night each week. Suggestion: send your name and address to Just Jazz Schedule, care of WGY in Schenectady, New York. And by return mail, you'll have the listings of each of the Just Jazz programs throughout the summer. This is Randy English. Be advised, it's cool, it swings, it's for you, and it's Just Jazz here at 8 and 10 on your radio dial. Over at WGY in Schenectady.
He's up against Larry Benarth in the last half of the second. Next week, the Mets have two games against the Astros in Houston, Tuesday night and Wednesday night. Then they return to the West Coast, going to Los Angeles for a series next weekend against the Dodgers. They'll be winding up the road trip 1 week from today against the Dodgers, flying right home for the Memorial Day doubleheader against Philadelphia at Shea Stadium. Long foul fly hit down the right field line, no play. Phillies and the Mets will be doing the same thing. The Mets will be flying home from Los Angeles. The Phillies will be flying to New York from San Francisco. So they'll be operating on about the same amount of sleep when they play that Memorial Day doubleheader. Now Haller lays off. It's outside and low. One ball, one strike. The right fielder, Ollie Brown, is the on-deck hitter. Tom Haller batting .250, four home runs and 18 runs batted in. He had him tied up, but it was low. Two balls and a strike. The Giants have four hitters in double figures and runs batted in. Haller has 18. Jim Ray Hart, 21. Willie McCovey, 22. And Willie Mays, 24. Outside and low on the sinker, ball three. And Larry goes behind on the hitter, 3-1. Checking with Johnny Stevenson. 3-1 the count on Tom Haller, the first batter up in the last half of the second. 3-1 pitch. Swing and a miss on a curveball. It's 3-2. Washington 6. The California Angels 1. They go to the eighth inning. Joe Adcock has just homered in the eighth inning, so it's 6-2 Washington. Cleveland 2 and the White Sox 2 at the end of 3 innings. Ninth inning at Yankee Stadium, the Yankees 5 and the Twins 3. Foul ball, hit back into the crowd, no play. Detroit leading the Orioles 3-0 after 6.5 behind Mickey Lolich. Bo Drabowski has replaced Frank Virginia in the 7th. And on a home run by Dalton Jones off Ralph Terry, the Red Sox have tied up the A's. That game is 1-1 going to the 7th inning. Wilson's last time out, he hit a home run in the 10th inning to win his own ball game against Baltimore. 3-2. Inside, ball 4. Second walk by Bernard. Barry walking the leadoff batter. Brings up Ollie Brown, the right fielder. Right-hand hitter who has good power. The Mets play him to pull as they swing the outfield around to left. The infield at double play depth. Ground ball hit down to third, fielded by Hiller. He throws across the diamond to first in time for the out. Chuck took a look. The ball had been slowly hit. He did not feel he could throw Tom Haller out at second, so he took the play at first base. One on, and we pause for station identification. This is the New York Mets Baseball Network.
This is WGY in Schenectady, New York.
Bob Murphy with Ralph Kiner and Lindsey Nelson. We're in the last of the second at Candlestick. The Giants in front, 1-0. Al Lanier is the batter against Larry Bernard. And the pitch is over on the outside corner, strike one. Lanier batting .212. Juan Marichal has come out and is kneeling in the on-deck circle. Outside and low, one ball, one strike. First game is over at Yankee Stadium, and the Yankees have knocked off the Minnesota Twins 5-3. New York had 5 runs, 9 hits and no errors. Minnesota 3 runs, 10 hits and 1 error. Stottlemyre winning his 4th ball game, Ramos in the 9th. Mudcat Grant was the loser. Jake Gibbs homered in the third, and Joe Pepitone a two-run homer in the seventh. Slow grounder, a foul off to the left, no play. It's one ball, two strikes. Final score, Yankees 5 and the Twins 3. Tom Haller is on second base, one man out. Giants picked up a tainted run in the opening inning. Larry working very deliberately. Looking in now to get his sign from Johnny Stevenson. And he takes so much time in reading that Hal Lanier steps out. This is going to be very close to a capacity crowd today. Now the pitch on the way. A slow ground ball down the first baseline. Lanier picks it up, throws to first in time. Hiller races down the line to cover the plate, and Haller moves over to third. Mighty close play at first base. Lanier picked the ball up, fired hard to Dick Stewart just in time. Stevenson had gone down the line trying to get to that squibbler, so there was no one covering the plate, but Hiller very alertly raced home, and Haller, after taking a long turn, held up. A big hand for Juan Marichal. Boy, as a hitter, Marichal has done all right this year. He has 10 hits and 28 times at bat. He's hitting .357. Now, some pitchers go all year without getting 10 hits.
Juan is a good competitor and has been a good hitter all through his major league career. You have to be very careful with him and work hard on him.
That's with the infield back, two men down. Juan Marichal, right-hand hitter waiting. And he takes the fastball high, one ball, no strikes. Tom Haller is on third. He reached on a walk. Now the pitch on the way. Line drive. Marichal is happy with the fringe. As the ball is run down, a train will before it can reach the fence. Well, Marichal delivers a run with a hard hit single in the left center field. He does it all. Giants lead 2-0. We're waiting for Marichal now to get his warm-up check-in. Don Landrum, the leadoff batter, hitting for the second time. He was thrown out by Roy McMillan in the first inning. So Larry Benares has walked two men, one in each of the first two innings, and both have come around to score. Last ball in the outside corner, strike one. Set position. Delivers low and inside, and that was a good save by Johnny Stevenson. He had to move off to his right to pick the ball out of the dirt. One ball, one strike. Jack Fisher and Robin Roberts will probably be the pitchers Tuesday night in the Astrodome. We'll be on the air with the two games in Houston at 9:25 p.m. New York time. Shot in the air to left field. Cranepool coming in, and he makes a shoestring catch to retire the side. Picked off just at the last instant by Eddie Cranepool on a good grab. That was a hard hit line drive by Don Landrum. Side retired, one run, one hit, no errors, one left. Two innings complete. The Giants 2 and the New York Mets nothing. July the 30th is the date for the Old Timers Day at Shea Stadium this year. The guest of honor will be Casey Stengel. It'll be Casey's birthday. And in Casey's honor, a classic All-Star game of 1950 will be reenacted. 14-inning All-Star game that was won on a home run by Red Shandies. A game that was tied up by our own Ralph Kiner in the ninth inning. Ralph, if memory serves me, that was a game that Ted Williams will never forget.
Yes, I put him out of the lineup for about 2 months when he caught a line drive that I hit against the scoreboard and broke his elbow. He actually played after that in the ball game and came up to bat.
He was out of action for a long time after that. Leo DeRocher will be in town with the Chicago Cubs. So Leo will be the manager of the National League All-Stars in the reenactment, and Casey will be managing the American League All-Stars. The All-Stars were many and superb that year in 1950. So we hope you'll make your plans to be with us on Old Timers Day at Shea Stadium on Casey's birthday, July the 30th. Right now we go to the third inning at Giants 2. New York Mets nothing, and to follow the action, here's Ralph Kiner.
Thank you, Bob, and hi there, everyone. Roy McMillan, the leadoff for the Mets. I was talking with Hank Sauer down before the ball game, and Hank was in that 1950 All-Star game. And if you recall, there was a big rhubarb in Chicago about the fact that the manager of the National League, Bert Schotten, did not want to play Hank Sauer, although he was voted in by the fans as the number one outfielder. First pitch is hit down to short. Jim Davenport comes up with the ball and throws the first base of the out. So Roy McMillan grounding the first pitch. And the Giants getting their first out here in the top of the third. Giants leading by a score of 2-0, and Larry Bonas is now the batter. Roy, before grounding out, batting 154. Larry Bonas has been a bat one time, has no hit. Then he takes the first pitch from Marichal. It's low and away, ball one. Larry, one time a catcher when he was attending high school. Pitch back to him is in, and it's called strike one. One ball, one strike. Mets have had one base hit. Cleon Jones lined a single in the left center field in the first inning. Marichal has struck out one, walked none. He comes back with a high kick and misses outside. Two balls, one strike. Juan is a dealer from any position. He goes all the way around the cycle, off the top, down sidearm, in between, uses a high leg kick. Most of the time. His next delivery without the kick is hit down to short again. Another slow ground ball picked up by Davenport, and Larry Bonas hustling down the line is out by about a stride. 2 men away here in the top of the third. The Giants leading by a score of 2-0. And the Mets now will have Ron Hunt coming up. The Giants got Ron out for the first time in the series when they got him on a strikeout his first time up. Ron has reached every other time that he had been at bat in the first two ball games. Been on base 9 consecutive times against the Giants. Ron now batting 344. He has 2 home runs and 12 runs batted in. 34 base hits. He's been at bat 99 times, so if he gets an official AB, he'll have his 100th time at bat. And a line drive hit the left field, a base hit. So Ron continues against the Giants, picking up another base hit. And the Mets now have their second hit with 2 men out here in the top of the third. And the batter coming up, Cleon Jones, who got there first. Ron now with 15 base hits in 22 times up against the Giants this year. And he has been on base 18 times of his last 21 times against the Giants. Really an amazing streak, which doesn't happen to a ball player too often. And I'm sure it doesn't happen against the Giants too often. Strong ball club in the National League. They lead by 2.5 games. First pitch to Cleon Jones is outside, a breaking pitch. Jones faking a bunt. It's ball one. On deck batter is Johnny Stevenson, a left-hander. Mets have the tying run at the plate with 2 men out here in the top of the third. Marichal backing off the pitching rubber, and Ron Hunt backs up towards first base. Ron has three stolen bases this year. The leading stolen base artist on the Mets is Freon Jones. He has six. Pitch back is a curve again, and again, it's blowing away ball two. Two balls, no strike. Freon Jones batting 305 with two home runs and 12 runs batted in. Two balls, no strikes. Outfield shaded toward right field against the right-hand batter. Now Marichal look over his left shoulder at first base in the set position. And his pitch to the plate is a curveball that's in there for a called strike. High curveball breaking over the inside part of the plate. Marichal is the type of pitcher that will throw any pitch at any time. Doesn't make a bit of difference what the count might be. He has fine control, although he is not 10-point sharp. Two balls, one strike. Sidearm fastball this time and fouled off. Two balls, two strikes. Marichal so far in 72 innings of pitching has struck out 46 batters, and he's walked only six. But he is not what you would call a surveyor on the mound. He does not put the ball exactly where he'd like to put it. It's close, but not like the others. Ron goes, the pitch is swung on and missed, and it's strike three. Hunt slides into second base to no avail as the Giants on the strikeout retire the side. Leon Jones going down. In the inning, no runs. One hit, no errors. A man left on base, and the score at the end of 2.5 innings. The Giants 2, the Mets nothing. What do Mexican street musicians do when they get thirsty? Listen, and you'll find out.
You can hear this song in the streets of Ciudad Madero in Mexico. And when the strolling musicians raise a thirst, they'll stop for something cool and refreshing, like Cerveza Corona, the beer numero uno in Ciudad Madero. You can find the same song and the same thirst north of the border. And in New York City, too, the musicians often call for numero uno, Rheingold Extra Dry. In fact, in New York City, where you can hear more kinds of music than anywhere else in the world, more people buy Rheingold than any other beer. How come? Maybe it's our natural carbonation. Well, whatever it is, we must be doing something right.
Bottom half of the third, the Giants coming up for the third time. In the first two innings, they scored a single run in each inning. In the first, they got a run on a missed double play by the Mets when the ball was dropped at second base. And in the second inning, they got a run on a walk to Tom Holler and a single by Juan Marichal. Now it's going to be Jim Davenport, the leadoff against Larry Bernard, who has given up the two runs, and he has allowed two hits. The first pitch is looped in the center, could drop in. Going back to second baseman Ron Hunt, coming in, Cleon Jones, it drops in. Picked up in the first shot by Cleon Jones as he was charging in from fairly deep center field, and Jim Davenport loops a single in to lead off here in the bottom half of the third. Jim had walked his first time up and scored a run. And it brings up Willie McCovey, who singled to right field on the very first pitch that he saw in the game. Willie with his base hit now batting 345. Davenport before his base hit, taking a 235 average to the plate. In a set position. The first pitch to McCovey is called a strike over the outside corner. First baseman Dick Stewart for the Mets playing behind the runner, playing fairly deep behind the runner, about four steps back. Davenport is not a slow man, but with McCovey hitting, Mets are figuring to use some defensive room to try and keep McCovey from coming up with a base hit on the right side. A changeup way outside and high. Bernard's missing for ball one. Even counted 1-1. Let's play McCovey as a pole hitter. He pulled one in yesterday's ball game about 500 feet. Mets have 1-1 in the series. The Giants have had one win. And there are two games here today. Second game, I'll see Jack Hamilton pitching for the Mets. One ball, one strike. And Bernard backing off the mound. Hamilton will be opposed by Ray Sadecki. Now the pitch. It's hit foul down in the dirt. One ball, two strikes. Giants take on the Pittsburgh Pirates here Tuesday. They're playing in Los Angeles today. And the Mets go to Houston, as Bob Murphy told you, for a night game on Tuesday night. The game will come your way in New York at 9:25. One ball, two strikes, no one out, bottom half of the third. The Giants lead 2-0. They have a runner at first, and the pitch to McCovey is swung on and fouled. Down again in the dirt. It's one ball, two strikes. The alleys here in the ballpark, 375 in right field, 365 in left field, 410 straightaway, and 335 down the right field and left field line. Wind blowing out to right field as the prevailing wind right now. Very, very little wind at all, if any. Now, once again, Bernard will try at one ball and two strikes. His pitch swung on him as he struck him out. Barry getting his first strikeout and his first out here in the third. It brings up Jim Rayhart. Hart grounded down to short his first time up with Jim Davenport on at third base with one out. Millen came up with the ball. They had a chance for two. He threw over to second base, and Ron Hunt, in trying to hurry the throw, dropped the ball. He picked it up and got on the bag in time for the fourth play on McCovey, who was on at first. But he could not complete the double play, and the Giants scored their first run. Pitch to the plate is a deep to left. It is gone. Drive in Jim Davenport, and the Giants lead it by a score of 4-0. Davenport now has hit four home runs against the Mets this year. That brings up the left fielder, Cap Peterson, and it also brings up some action in the bullpen for the Mets. Bill Hepler warming up. Home run by Jim Rayhart over the 365 mark in left center field. The first pitch to Cap Peterson is low at ball one. One ball, no strikes. Giants with Juan Marichal on the mound, leading by a score of 4-0. One man out. We're in the bottom half of the third. Pitch back, low again. A breaking pitch. It's ball two. Two balls, no strikes. Peterson grounded out to second, his first time up in this game. Right-hand batter hitting 174. Now the right-hander Bernard back again, and the pitch is fouled off. Back of home plate out of play. The count goes to two balls and one strike. One strike. Bernard taking the signs from Johnny Stevenson. Outfield shallow in center, straight away and fairly deep and right and left. And at 2-1, the delivery to the plate is hit down the right field line in foul territory, out of play. Giants have equal runs and hits. They lead 4-0. Mets have two base hits in the game off Marichal. Two balls, two strikes. Bernard now working very slowly. We're Willie Mays not playing in this game. Ground ball to third. A tough chance if it's fair. It goes foul. Willie being rested. And Don Landrum playing in center field. And Jim Ray Hart picking up the slack with a two-run home run to give the Giants the lead at 4-0. Hart is sort of a you-don't-notice-him type of ball player, but he has had some outstanding success with the Giants. Last year, he had 23 home runs and drove in 96 runs while batting .299. In 64, he hit 31 home runs and batted .286. That was his first full season. Here's the 2-2 pitch. It's lined in the center. A tough catch for Cleon Jones. He can't get to it. He hauls it in on one hop and stops Cap Peterson at first base. So the Giants have a base hit and a runner at first base with one out here in the bottom half of the third, and the batter coming up, left hand hitting Tom Haller. Final score in the American League. The Senators have won their fifth in a row, defeating California 6-2. The winning pitcher was Pete Reichert with help from Klein in the sixth inning. Here comes Wes Westermount. He's already made up his mind. There goes the sign out before he gets to the foul line, and he wants the left-hander, Bill Hepler, in the game. So that's going to be all for Larry Bernard. Larry making his first start of the season, going out trailing by a score of 4-0. He worked 2 1/3 innings, and during the time he was in, he gave up 5 hits. He struck out one batter and walked 2, and the 2 walks cost him 2 runs. Larry going out and left-hander Bill Hepler coming in. And while he comes in, let's check the scores with Bob Murphy.
In the National League, the Braves lead Chicago 4-0 after three innings in the first game of a double bill at Atlanta. It's Ellsworth against the Braves' Wade Blassing game. Here are the warm-ups for the single encounter at Dodger Stadium. For the Pirates, Bob Beal. For the Dodgers, Claude Osteen. The St. Louis Cardinals got a run in the fourth inning to tie Cincinnati. The Cardinals won and the Reds won at the end of four. Gibson against O'Toole. A home run by Veda Penson. Philadelphia playing at Houston. Jim Bunning against Barry Lapman. And the Phillies scored a run in the opening inning. In the American League, Washington has just defeated California 6-2 in the first game of a doubleheader. Pete Rickert, the winner, Klein in the sixth. Fred Newman, the loser. A game in which the Angels hit two home runs but lost the game. Rick Reichert hit his 11th, and Joe Adcock homered in the eighth, nobody on. Cleveland 2, the Chicago White Sox 2 after 4.5. Sonny Siebert pitching for Cleveland, and Joe Harlan relieved Gary Peters in the first inning for the White Sox. The Yankees won the first game of a doubleheader at the Yankee Stadium 5-3 as Mel Stottlemyre won his fourth, Ramos in the ninth. Mudcat Grant was the loser. And for the Yankees, Jake Gibbs homered in the third, nobody on. And in the seventh inning, Joe Pepitone hit a two-run homer. In the second game, it'll be Dave Merritt against Fritz Peterson. Second game not yet underway. Detroit 3, Baltimore 2 after 7.5. Mickey Lolich pitching for the Tigers. And Hank Bauer is head to call on Frank Bertagna, Mo Drabowski, and Eddie Watt. The Red Sox, with a run in the fifth inning on a homer by Dalton Jones, tied the A's. And now they have taken the lead by scoring 3 of the 7th. So it's the Red Sox 4, Kansas City 1 at the end of 7, with Earl Wilson pitching for Boston and Ralph Terry for the Kansas City A's. So that is the complete rundown on scores of other ball games. Bill Hepler is warmed up and ready, and to follow the action, once again, Ralph Kanner.
Bill Hepler, a left-hander in the game for the Mets, making his third major league appearance. His first appearance, his first man walked on four pitches. That was Eddie Matthews for the Braves. He worked one inning in that ball game, gave up one hit, allowed no run. His second appearance was in pitching to Johnny Edwards of the Cincinnati Reds. He came in and got a 1-2-3 double play with the bases loaded, now making his third. And his first pitch to Tom Haller, a left-hand batter, is looked at for a called strike. Bill with no record, no wins and no losses, and he has worked officially 1 2/3 innings in the major leagues. Young left-hand pitcher on at first base, Cap Peterson. He's not being held on as Dick Stewart plays behind the runner. Giants lead 4-0. And now Hepler back again, and this time a curveball that slowly down a second. Ron Hunt charges, makes a tag in the runner there, throws to first base, and he gets the double play. So Hepler, in pitching to two batters, his last two in the major league, has turned in four men out. picking up two double plays. That retires the side. Giants picking up two runs on two, make it three hits. No errors and no one left on base. And the score at the end of three, the Giants 4, the Mets nothing.
That's Bugles and Drums. You'll hear that each evening, Monday through Friday at 5:45 on WGY when I bring you Spotlight on Sports, the only full 15-minute radio program in the area devoted exclusively to sports news of the day. This is Bill Carpenter inviting you to hear Sports Spotlight each day and to tune in Mondays and Thursdays at 5 minutes past 7 p.m. for two new programs of auto racing news, Northeast Racing Roundup on Mondays and Speedway Highlights on Thursdays. And these programs are only part of WGY's extensive and intensive coverage of sports. Monday through Friday at 6:15, horse racing fans will like Howard Tupper's Track Talk. Golf enthusiasts will enjoy Bill Edwardson's Golf Talk on Thursdays at 6:35 p.m. with questions from golfers and answers from pros. All this plus Mets baseball and national sports coverage from NBC on WGY, your reliable station for sports in 26 counties of New York and New England.
Top of the fourth, and right now we'll pause for station identification. This is the New York Mets Baseball Network.
This is WGY, 810 on your dial in Schenectady, New York.
Ralph Kiner, along with Bob Murphy and Lindsey Nelson from Candlestick Park in San Francisco. Juan Marichal starting off with his first pitch. Here in the top of the fourth, he leads 4-0, and it's a high curve for ball one. The batter for the Mets is Johnny Stevenson. He'll be followed by Dick Stewart and then Johnny Lewis. Stevenson lined to right field his first time up on a change of pace. And he's batting at 4-0-7. He's 9-for-17 against the Giants this year. Pitch back as a curve, and it's swung on a miss. One ball, one strike. Delivery by Marichal is hit off the end of the bat, back to the mound. Marichal falls down and fielding the ball as he moves to his left. Has plenty of time, and he gets up. The one he throws to first base to pick up Stevenson. Ball was not hit hard. It could have been fielded fairly easily by the second baseman, but Marichal elected to head it off and made the play. Now with one away in the fourth, it'll bring up Dick Stewart. Dick dribbled one out in front of the plate his first time up and was thrown out by Tom Holler. Dick batting 206 with one home run and four runs batted in. Giants lead 4-0. They scored a run in the first, two runs in the third, and in between a run in the second. Marichal now set to go, goes into the windup, and his first pitch to Stewart is grounded right over the top of the mound. Back of the mound in the second base position is Hal Lanier. He picks it up, makes the play to first base for the second out here in the top of the fourth. And that brings up Johnny Lewis. Johnny hit a towering pop fly to third base his first time up. His average at 227. The two hits the Mets have in the ballgame go to Cleon Jones and Ron Hunt. Jones got his in the first, Ron got his in the third. And the first pitch to the left-hand batter swung on the bat out of the hand of Johnny Lewis and flying over the top of Yogi Berra's head about 120 feet away. Now it had a big swing at a change curve and was way out in front, let go of the bat, and it turned on down, twirling over the head of Yogi Berra. Picked up by the first base umpire, Al Bartik, and returned by the Giant bat boy. Marichal back to work, and his one strike delivery is a curveball line to second base. Lanier takes it in the air. That retires the side. So a 1-2-3 inning for Marichal here in the fourth, and the score at the end of 3.5, the Giants 4, the Mets nothing. Bottom half of the fourth, the Giants coming up, and they'll be hitting against Bill Hepler, who relieved the starting pitcher Larry Menard. Giants scored a run in the first, added one more in the second, and got two on a two-run home run by Jim Ray Hart. In the third, Bill Hepper came in to stop the Giants as he pitched to one batter, Tom Howler, and got a double play. Bill pitched at Geneva last year, won 13 and lost 10 in 28 ball games. He struck out 219 batters in 208 innings, a good record, had 14 complete games. He was acquired from the Senators in the draft for $8,000 by the Mets. He's 20 years old, lives in Covington, Virginia. 6 foot tall, 160 pounds. And he'll be pitching to Ollie Brown as his first man here in the fourth. Brown, a right-hand batter. And the first pitch by Hepper, a hard swing for strike one. Brown just behind the fastball down around the knee. Ollie's batting 207. He has two home runs and 9 runs batted in. In this ball game, he's been at bat one time and he grounded out to third. He'll be followed by Hal Lanier and then the pitcher Juan Marichal. Hepper takes an awful lot of time before going into the windup. And the left-hander comes back again with a fastball. It's fouled off out of play. So Hepper in front with the count at two strikes. In the National League at the end of 3.5 innings, Atlanta 4, the Cubs 1. Ellsworth against Blasingame in that one. That's the first of two. Starting pitchers, Pittsburgh at Los Angeles, Bob Beal going for the Pirates against Claude Osteen. At the end of 5, the Cardinals 2, Cincinnati 1. Cardinals taking the lead on a home run by Orlando Cepeda, his 7th this year. Vincent had a home run for Cincinnati in the first. It's Gibson and O'Toole. Next pitch, a high change that almost goes over the head of Johnny Stevenson. He makes the catch. It's one ball and two strikes. There have been two Grand Slam home runs hit in the National League this year, and Orlando Cepeda has one. The other one, Willie McCovey. And, of course, McCovey, the man who put Cepeda on the Cardinals. For Ray Sadecki, he's going to pitch the second game today. Now, again, a high outside pitch. It's ball two. Two balls, two strikes. Sadecki will be opposed by Jack Hamilton. They have met two previous times. Hamilton won the first one on an 8-0 one-hit game. The one-hit going to Ray Sadecki on a bunt in the third. But this game in the hands of Juan Marichal as the Giants lead 4-0. Two balls, two strikes. Hepper tries again. And the pitch is high, this time high inside, ball three. So Hepper, after getting two quick strikes, now going all the way down the line, it's three balls and two strikes. At the end of 1.5 innings, the Phillies won, Houston nothing. Jim Bunning against Barry Lapman. Mets take on Houston Tuesday night. Game time in New York will be at 9:25. 3-2 pitch, high and away, ball four. So Hepper with four in a row after coming up with two strikes, walking Ollie Brown. Lead batter on at first base with the Giants leading 4-0, and the batter coming up is Hal Lanier. Larry Benares made a good play on Lanier in the second inning when he was in the ballgame to retire him on a slow dribbler out towards the pitcher's mound. That's the third walk in the game for the Giants. The first two scored. Mets are not looking for the bunt. And the pitch is hit right through the middle. Coming over behind second is Roy McMillan. He tags the bag as he scoots on across. A fine play, and then the throw to first base is in time to complete the double play. Second double play in the game for the Mets. Roy fielded that ball just in back at second base. And as he went across, he just sort of slid his back foot across the bag and threw on the first.
Well, Bill Hepler's got a problem. The only way he knows how to get hitters out is through the attack.
Well, there's no doubt about it. His last six outs have been on double play. And pitching to three batters. That's a pretty good habit to get into. That brings up Juan Marichal, who singled in a run in the second. Juan with a line drive to left field, coming up with a base hit. It was his 11th base hit and 29 times up, and his average now is 379. And the first pitch is a changeup outside. It's ball one. Giants lead 4-0 with two men out in the bottom half of the fourth. Pitch is swung on a miss. It's strike one. A hard swing by Marichal. He was going for the down. One ball, one strike. Senators won their fifth in a row as they defeated California in the first game of their doubleheader today, 6-2. Pete Rickett, the winning pitcher, with home runs from Joe Adcock and also for the Angels, Rickard had a home run, but the other Rickard in this case, you should call him Reichardt, shouldn't you? Swing and a miss, it's strike two. One ball, two strikes. Ground ball hit foul on the ground. Count stays in one ball and two. Losing pitcher in that Angel game was Newman, the starting pitcher. Reichardt for the Angels now has 11 home runs. At the end of four and a half, Cleveland 2, Chicago 2. Siebert against Horner now. Gary Peters taken out in the first. That's the first of two. Yankees beat Minnesota 5-3 in the first game of their doubleheader. Winning pitcher Sottlmeyer, losing pitcher Grant. A high pop-up on the first base side. Takes Stewart over to get under the ball, and he makes the catch, and that retires the side. So the Mets, for the first time in the ballgame, put the Giants back without a run. And the score, after no runs, no hits, no errors, and no one left on base, the Giants 4, the Mets nothing. And once again, here's Bob Murphy.
Next Sunday, the Mets will be winding up this 9-game road trip with a single day game against the Los Angeles Dodgers. And following the Sunday game with the Dodgers, 1 week from today, the Mets fly back to New York. And they have the holiday doubleheader, Memorial Day twin bill against the Philadelphia Phillies, a week from tomorrow, the 30th of May. And that holiday doubleheader will be the first of five doubleheaders the Mets will play on a 19-game homestand. The Mets will be home 15 days and played 19 ball games. The Dodgers will be coming to New York on the next homestand. They're in for a weekend series, Friday night, June 3rd, Saturday the 4th, and a Sunday doubleheader on the 5th. The Braves will be in for three midweek night ball games, the 7th, 8th, and 9th of June. The Cincinnati Reds come in for a night game, a twi-night doubleheader, and a Sunday afternoon game on the 10th, 11th, and 12th of June. A twi-nighter with the Cardinals on Monday, the 13th, and then a day game on the 14th to wind up a 19-game homestand. On the homestand, a doubleheader against Philadelphia, a doubleheader with the Dodgers, a doubleheader with Cincinnati, and a doubleheader with St. Louis. So it's 19 games in 15 days, four doubleheaders on that next homestand. So make your plans now for all the fun of baseball at Shea Stadium. Eddie Cranepool hits a high fly to short right center. Coming in is Ollie Brown. He's waved off by Don Landrum, and Landrum, the center fielder, makes the grab. One out, nobody on. Chuck Hiller batting for the second time. Chuck hit the ball well his first time up, a line drive to right field, but Ollie Brown caught running over toward the line. Marichal has given up two hits. Here's the pitch on the way, and it's a high pop fly on the left side of the diamond. On the skin part of the diamond, under it waiting, is Jim Davenport. He has two up and two set aside by Marichal. It'll bring up Roy McMillan. Beautiful day and a big crowd gathered here at Candlestick. I would imagine the crowd is in the neighborhood of 40,000. Sitting capacity at Candlestick Park, about 44,000. Mack is 0 for 1. He grounded out to short. His only time up. And it's the breaking ball in the outside corner. Strike one called. Juan Marichal shooting for his eighth win of the season. He has not been beaten. Sidearm fastball misses the outside corner. One ball, one strike. Marichal has given up less than one earned run for nine innings. The 1-1 pitch. Foul ball back into the screen. The Rheingold Chug-A-Mug holds 12 ounces of Rheingold Extra Dry, and it has a pull tab so you don't need an opener. You know, it's about the handiest way there is of quenching your thirst. You'll find Chug-A-Mug six-packs at your local store. Marichal takes his sign now from Tom Haller. The Giants lead 4-0. We're in the top of the fifth inning. A drive hit hard toward right field. Ollie Brown moving in, makes the catch. That one was hit right on the button by McMillan. A line drive, and Brown, the right fielder, galloped right straight in about 10 strides and picked it off on the run. Mets are out in order. No runs, no hits, no errors, none left on. So we've come halfway of the opening game at the end of 4.5. The Giants 4 and the New York Mets nothing. Maybe you're familiar with the Japanese tea ceremony, but tea is not the only thing you can pour ceremonially. Listen.
This gentle music from Japan seems to suggest sake in little porcelain cups or the graceful ritual of the tea ceremony. But for many Japanese Americans, this song lends itself to the pleasant ritual of the beer ceremony. And the beer is often Rheingold Extra Dry. In fact, in New York City, where there are more ceremonies and celebrations than anywhere else in the world, more people drink Rheingold than any other beer. Why? Perhaps because of our Austrian yeast. Anyway, we must be doing something right.
Last of the fifth inning. Center fielder Don Landrum, batting leadoff for the Giants and the opener of this doubleheader, will be up first. Landrum has bounced out to short and lined the ball hard to left field and was retired. Giants, 4 runs, 5 hits, no errors. New York, no runs, 2 hits, no errors. 20-year-old Bill Hepler is on in relief for the New York Mets. Bill relieved a starter Larry Benarth in the third inning with one man out. Into his windup, the first pitch thrown to Landrum is a curve on the inside corner for a call strike. The single game at Baltimore is over. The Tigers win it 3-2. Biggie Lolich the winner with Sherry and Padres in the ninth inning, and Frank Bertagna the loser. So Bob Swift had to make a number of moves in the ninth inning to stave off the Orioles. Off the outside corner, one ball, one strike. There are three final scores now posted in the American League. Washington beat California in the opener 6-2. The Yankees won their opener at the stadium for Minnesota 5-3. And Detroit has won a single game from Baltimore 3-2. One ball, one strike on Don Landrum. The 1-1 delivery. Ground ball hit down to first, fielded by Dick Stewart. He makes the play unassisted, retiring Landrum one man away. So Billy Hepler, with a good breaking ball, forced the hitter, Don Landrum, to hit the ball in the dirt. Jim Davenport reached on a walk and later scored in the first inning. He blooped a Texas Ligger for a base hit in the third inning and later scored. He's been driven home both times by Jim Ray Hart. Hart has driven in 3 of the 4 Giant runs. Inside and low. One ball, no strikes. Poplar has the sign from Johnny Stevenson. Veteran Jim Davenport, right-hand batter, bends from the waist. Looks it over, and it's outside. Ball two. It's 2-0. Davenport, a great guy to have on a ball club. You can play him at second, short, or third in any of those three places. He's going to play it and play it very well. Although he has not been hitting for a high average the last couple of years, he gets big hits. The 2-0 delivery. Fastball over for a strike. It's 2-1. Bleacher crowd enjoying an ideal day in San Francisco. It really pays off to start these doubleheaders at noon in this weather. The 2-1 pitch. Foul ball hit back upstairs and out of play. By starting early, they get away from that strong wind, and the crowd really enjoys it. Davenport hitting second, Willie McCovey batting third, waiting on deck. Herman Franks resting Willie Mays in the first game of the doubleheader. Now Bill Hepler has his sign. The young left-hander delivers 2-2, and he's up high with a fastball, 3-2. This was only the second year in pro ball for Bill Hepler. The Mets claimed Billy Hepler in the draft last winter. He had been signed by Washington and pitched last year in the New York Penn League. Now the pitch on the way. Foul ball wafted back up into the air toward the upper deck and out of play. Ray Sadecki is the Giant pitcher in the second game today. Mets have done pretty well against Ray Sadecki, and Wes Westrum wanted to have Jack Hamilton against Sadecki. The chances are not too great against Marichal, so he didn't want to put Hamilton against Marichal. 3-2 delivery, a high pop-up down the right field line. Ron Hunt racing over, reaches the line, and makes the catch in fair territory. He was standing right on the line when he caught it. Now there are two outs, nobody on, and Willie McCovey comes up. McCovey hitting .337, four home runs, and 22 runs batted in. McCovey singled to right field in the first inning to help build a run, and he was struck out by Larry Benarth in the third inning. Hepler winds, down comes his curve, and it breaks right over the plate for a call strike. The single game at Fenway Park in Boston is now over. The Red Sox tied the game on a homer by Dalton Jones, then got three more in the seventh, and went on to beat Kansas City 5-1 on a four-hitter by Earl Wilson. For Earl Wilson, his fourth victory. Ralph Terry was the loser. Swing and a miss. Billy Hepler with a two-strike count on Willie McCovey. Foul ball back toward our broadcasting booth and out of play. Trying to get out of the way, and he was hit by the pitch. McCovey trying to get away from an inside pitch is nicked on the back of the left hand. Sounded like the ball also got part of the bat. Franks coming out of the Giant dugout to check with McCovey. McCovey hit on the back of the left hand with that pitch thrown by Bill Hepler. Herman now comes out to first base and is talking to McCovey as McCovey works the fingers on his left hand. And now Herman sends a sign over to the dugout. I believe he wants the Giant trainer to bring out the ethyl chloride to spray it to hold that swelling down. Tito Fuentes is playing catch down in the Giant bullpen. We're waiting now while care is being given to Willie McCovey, who was hit on the back of the left hand with that last pitch thrown by Billy Hepler. Hepler throws in his warm-ups while Herman Franks talks this over with McCovey. Ron Hunt was hit in the game Friday night by Gaylord Perry and then struck again yesterday by Bob Pretty. Ron has been red hot. And he really had to spend a lot of time in the training room today to get ready for this doubleheader. He took treatment on the back of his right arm and then took whirlpool treatment. Set to go. McCovey stays in the ballgame, and the hitter is Jim Ray Hart. He hit a two-run homer his last time up, his 10th home run of the year. Jim Hart now has three home runs in this series. Billy Hepler delivers a strike on the outside corner. Jim Hart has driven in three of the four Giant runs this ballgame and raised his total on the year to 23. So now he's only one RBI behind the Giant team leader, Willie Mays. Bill Hepler works off the stretch. Down comes his pitch, and the fastball is under the knees. One ball, one strike. Have completely filled now. And this is going to be very, very close to a capacity crowd. Billy Hepler delivers to Jim Ray Hart inside and low. It's two balls and one strike. Bill Hepler signed his first pro contract with Washington. And he was inked to the contract by George McQuinn, former American League first baseman. He completed 14 out of 28 ball games in the minor leagues last year in his first year out. Today's game is the third major league appearance for the young southpaw. Smash hit hard, a base hit to center by Jim Ray Hart. McCovey around second is on his way to third. Leon Jones fires the ball into Hunt. And Jim Ray Hart has his second hit and three times up. He ripped that one, a hard line drive to center field. That is the first base hit given up by Billy Hepler. It brings up Cap Peterson, the left fielder. Peterson singled to right center in the third following the two-run homer by Jim Ray Hart. And that was the base hit that knocked Larry Benarth out of the box. Runners on first and third. 2 men away, bottom half of the fifth inning. Giants 4, Mets nothing. Tom Haller is the on-deck batter. Infield, a couple of steps to left. And a curve is outside and high, ball one. The newest member of the pitching staff, Jerry Arrigo, is now loosening up at the bullpen. He arrived in San Francisco last night about 9:30, so he is in uniform for the first time today. In Fastball inside. Two balls and no strikes on Cap Peterson. Arrigo is wearing number 26. Arrigo was with the Minnesota Twins. And then was traded to Cincinnati for Cesar Tovar. Last year, he divided his time between Cincinnati and San Diego. 25-year-old southpaw. Runners at first and third. The count 2-0 on Cap Peterson. The pitch by Hepler is in the dirt. Nice save by Johnny Stevenson. Now Hepler falls behind 3-0. Start the day with a 2.5 game lead in the National League. The ball club that has been coming on like a fire engine, the Cincinnati Reds. Billy Hepler behind 3-0 delivers to the plate, a curve inside to load him up. Floated, Tom Haller coming up, and right here we pause for station identification. This is the New York Mets Baseball Network.
This is WGY in Schenectady, New York.
Bob Murphy with Lindsey Nelson and Ralph Kiner from Candlestick Park. Giants have the bases loaded, two men out. And left-handed batting catcher Tom Haller is up against Bill Hepler. And the pitch is inside, ball one. Ollie Brown comes out on deck. Giants in front, 4-0. So this is an all-important moment for Bill Hepler and the New York Mets in this ballgame. Hepler pitching very deliberately. Throws the pitching slab. Takes his sign now from Johnny Stevenson. The left-hander winds and pitches. Up high, ball two. Willie McCovey is on third. Jim Hart on second. And Cap Peterson on first. And now the count has gone to 2-0. Pitching coach Harvey Haddix is talking to Jerry Arrigo down in the bullpen. Jerry has been getting ready. It's two balls and no strikes on Tom Haller. A walk to Haller drives home a run. And now Hepler is working behind the hitter. Here's the 2-0 delivery. A ground ball hit toward the hole. Huntley's glove side comes up with it. Throws to first. The side is out. Ron Hunt moving swiftly into the hole on the right side of the infield. He came up with that ground ball right on the rim of the outfield grass and fired to Stewart to retire the side. No runs, one hit, no errors, three left on. At the end of five, the Giants 4 runs, 6 hits, and no errors. The New York Mets no runs, 2 hits, and no errors. Mets will be back in Shea Stadium a week from tomorrow, May 30th, for the Memorial Day doubleheader against Philadelphia. On May 31st, the last day of the month, Jack Fisher will meet with the Fisher members of the fan club. There are 6 fan club dates in June. Now, after you've entered Shea Stadium, you can visit your favorite ball player in the fan club room, but you must obtain fan club tickets in advance. To do so, write to a Met Fan Club, Shea Stadium, Flushing, New York. Or you may pick them up at any regular Met ticket outlet. The dates so far that have been announced in June: on June 1st, Dennis Rybant; on the 7th, Rob Gardner; and on the 9th, Jordan Richardson. The other June dates will be announced later. Choice box and reserve seat tickets are available to purchase when you ride in, but, and we repeat, fan club tickets must be ordered in advance, even if you already have the necessary baseball admission ticket.
The
Herman Franks will rest Jim Davenport the remainder of this ball game. Tito Fuentes is now playing second, and Hal Lanier is playing short. Billy Murphy will bat for Bill Hepler as the game goes to the sixth inning with the Giants in front, 4-0. Breaking ball by Marichal is over. Strike one called. So Billy Hepler turned in a very effective relief job. Marichal delivers, and Billy Murphy holds up on the swing. It's taken low. One ball, one strike. Billy's first major league base hit was a three-run homer off Ray Sobecki at Shea Stadium. Here's the 1-1 pitch, and a swing and a miss. One ball, two strikes. Ron Hunt waiting on deck, then Cleon Jones. The 1-2 pitch, fastball over, strike three call. Juan Marichal notching his third strikeout. Marichal has now set down the last eight straight batters. Smith has had two base runners. Jones singled in the first, and Ron Hunt singled in the third. So Ron has one hit and two times up, and he now has raised his batting average to .350. Ron has raised his batting average 103 points in the last 10 days. He got hot in the Giants series at Shea Stadium and has stayed hot. Now the pitch on the way. A high fly ball into right field. Ollie Brown just walks over a couple of steps. He's under it, and he puts it away for the out. Two outs, nobody on. Top of the sixth inning, it'll bring up Cleon Jones. Cleon singled to left center in the first inning and was struck out in the third inning. Job as usual is not walking man. Great thing about Juan Marichal and Sandy Koufax, not only do they have such magnificent stuff pitching, but they have superb control. They rarely walk anybody. Out of his windup, the pitch, a line drive into left field, and Cleon Jones has his second hit off Marichal. Third hit of the ball game for the New York Mets. Cleon yanked the curveball on a line right over the shortstop's head into left field. Johnny Stevenson was in the on-deck circle with his shin guards on with two men down, so we're waiting now for Johnny to come up to hit. I can hear somebody, Sandy, back in that upper deck yelling, "Let's go, Mets." Johnny Stevenson stepping in against Juan Marichal. Juan has six complete games and eight starts. Curve is fouled back toward the Giant dugout, no play. They have wonderful parking facilities for the Giant fans. The high kick and the pitch by Marichal. One ball, one strike. They were a little worried that today's crowd might be not quite up to par because of the transportation strike in the area, curtailing the bus activity. But it has had no effect. A swing and a miss by Stevenson, 1-2. Yogi Berra coaching in first, Whitey Herzog at third. Jerry Arrigo has finished warming up and is coming now into the dugout. He'll be pitching in the last of the sixth inning.
A swing and a miss. He struck him out. Marichal struck out two of the sixth inning and now has four in the ballgame. No runs, one hit, no errors, one left. At the end of five and a half, the Giants four and the New York Mets nothing.
Too bad about radio.
Oh, what do you mean?
Well, since television, you know, hardly anybody listens to radio anymore.
Oh, I wouldn't worry about that if I were you. There's a radio in use for every man, woman, and teenager in America.
Really? Gee, I'd hate to think of them all turning them on at once.
They do. Every morning.
Who listens to radio? Let's go where you go, medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama radio. Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall.
Left-hander Jerry Arrigo, newest member of the New York Mets, is on the mound now to make his pitching debut. 20-year-old Bill Hepler from Covington, Virginia, did well. He worked two and two-thirds innings in relief. He allowed no runs. He gave up just one hit. That was the single by Jim Ray Hart. He walked two and struck out none. He also hit a batter. So Jerry Arrigo, who arrived last night to join the New York Mets, he is in the ballgame. Jerry is a tall, well-built, blonde left-hand pitcher of Italian and Russian ancestry, 25 years old. Came up with the Minnesota Twins, later was dealt to Cincinnati for Cesar Tovar. Last year divided the season between Cincinnati and San Diego. He saw only limited duty in spring training this year. He worked only about seven innings all spring. And he has pitched only seven innings this year. He relieved in a ball game against the Giants, worked two innings, allowed one run. He relieved in a game against the Dodgers, worked three and a third, allowed one earned run. And his last outing was on the 11th of May. Pop fly off the first pitch thrown by Arrigo by Ollie Brown. Under the ball is McMillan, and Mac makes the catch. So Jerry gets off to a good start. On one pitch, he retires Ollie Brown. Hawk Taylor is in the ballgame. He warmed Arrigo up in the bullpen and is put in the ballgame by Wes Westrum. And so if you're scoring the ballgame, the pitcher is in the number three spot in the order, and Hawk Taylor is hitting ninth. A line drive hit by Hal Lanier toward the gap in left center is in for a base hit. The ball scooped up by Crane Bull and fired back in, and Hal Lanier is on with a long single to left center. So Arrigo has thrown two pitches. One was popped up, and the next one lined for a base hit. For Juan Marichal. Marichal lined a single to left center in the second inning, driving in a run. He fouled out in the fourth inning. Hiller defensing against the bunt. A full swing, a line drive caught by Arrigo. He throws to first for a double play. Oh, that ball was really hit. That was a shot. But it went right into the glove of Jerry Arrigo. He took one look and there was a little white pearl, so he just turned and threw over to first base. So Jerry Arrigo, in making his debut with the New York Mets, faced three hitters. He threw three pitches, and the side is out. No runs, one hit, no errors, none left on. And now at the end of six, the Giants four and the New York Mets nothing.
Well, it's time again for that annual battle, man against the lawn. For years, man has fought valiantly against the ravages of crabgrass, weeds, and thirsty, hungry, fast-growing grass. Many men will tell you that their lawn eats better than the family. No matter, a lawn requires constant care and cutting. Have you decided to purchase a power lawnmower? Look for one that displays a new triangle-shaped symbol that reads in part, "Conforms to safety standards." Then take the mower home and spend the rest of the afternoon reading the manufacturer's instruction booklet. Take the operating procedures step by step and make sure you understand each of them. Almost ready to begin? First check the lawn for large pebbles, sticks, toys, or debris. Keep the kids and pets away. Start the mower on firm, clear, level ground. Stand to one side and maintain a firm grip when starting. A power lawnmower is a work saver, but always maintain control during operation.
Now for the San Francisco Giants, Tito Fuentes comes into the ballgame at second base. Hal Lanier moves over to shortstop, and Jim Davenport comes out of the game. For the Mets, it'll be Dick Stewart leading off here in the top half of the seventh inning. Sixth inning total here at Candlestick Park. First game of a doubleheader. The Giants, four runs, seven hits, no errors. The Mets, no runs, three hits against Juan Marichal and no errors. Marichal with a no wind-up delivery, and the pitch is outside for ball one. Johnny Lewis waiting in the on-deck circle for the Mets. Stewart has been up twice and grounded out both times. Marichal came into today's game with a record of seven victories and no losses. His 1-0 pitch, and it's low for a ball. 2-0. There was a time, year before last, when the Mets had a very excellent chance of getting into the record books with a victory over Marichal. Did not quite make it. His lifetime record against the Mets, 14 wins and no losses. Here is the 2-0 delivery to Stewart. Pitches in for a call strike. Year before last, the Mets knocked Marichal out of the box and went to the bottom half of the ninth inning with a one-run lead. But Willie Mays hit a home run. The game went 15 innings, and Davenport hit one in the 15th to win it for the Giants. Marichal got off the hook. Here is a swing and a high pop foul. Back at third, taken there by Jim Rayhart. In motion as he took it, and Stewart has fouled out to third base. One away for the Mets in the top of the seventh, and Johnny Lewis is coming up. Popped out to third base and lined out to second base. A very interested spectator throughout the course of this ball game has been Mr. Casey Single, seated behind the Mets dugout. Spent a good part of the game with his feet propped up on the back of the dugout. Here's a swing and a high fly ball to left field. Cap Peterson is racing in and makes the catch. After having circled around and got a late start, he got there in time. Two away, nobody on base, and now Ed Cranepool, who has fouled out to the catcher and flied to center field. A bright, clear, sunny day in San Francisco, California. This doubleheader concludes the current series. Tomorrow is a travel day for the Mets as they fly to Houston, Texas. Take on the Houston Astros on Tuesday night and Wednesday night at the Astrodome. Pitch to the left-hand batter, and it is bunted foul, out of play. Cranepool is trying to dump it down the third baseline. The count to him is strike one. In each of the last 3 years, Juan Marichal has won more than 20 games. In 1963, he won 25. 64, he won 21. Last year, he won 22. Strike one delivery, and it's far on foul, back to first, out of play. Yogi Berra comes off the coaching line to field the ball, and he fires it back to Marichal. The crowd reaction to Yogi's play on the coaching line. Yogi Berra never played in the National League, except for brief appearances with the New York Mets last year, but he's well known everywhere he goes. Here's a pitch low, 1-2. Vera's popularity transcends league boundaries. He is a baseball hero. Here's a swing and a ground ball. Off the glove of Marichal at the mound. He recovers, fires on the first inside. So Marichal gets the Mets in order. No runs, no hits, no errors, none left. The score at the end of 6 1/2 innings is the Giants 4 and the Mets nothing. And what goes with Portuguese sausages? 3 guesses.
If you go to Lisbon, you're sure to hear the Fado songs Portugal is famous for. The music generates a lot of warmth, and so does the sausage they serve in the cafes. Between the two, you may find yourself ordering a lot of cerveja sagres, Lisbon's favorite beer. You can raise the same thirst with the same sausages and songs in New York City. And maybe you'll quench it with the favorite local beer, Cerveja Rheingold. In fact, in New York City, where there are more kinds of food and music than anywhere else in the world, more people buy Rheingold Extra Dry than any other beer. How come? Maybe it's the French malt we use. Whatever it is, we must be doing something right.
The bottom half of the seventh inning. It'll be top of the batting order coming up for the San Francisco Giants to face Jerry Arrigo, the newest addition to the Mets pitching staff, who came out in the bottom half of the sixth inning, threw 3 pitches, and got out of the inning, despite the fact that he gave up 1 base hit. Got Ollie Brown on a pop to short, Lanier on 1 pitch, single to left, and Marichal on 1 pitch, lined into a double play. Right back to Arrigo and on over to Dick Stewart at first base. Don Landrum is a left-hand batter who has grounded out short to first, lined out to left field, and grounded out to first base unassisted. The Giants lead here by a score of 4-0. They got a singleton in the bottom of the first, another in the bottom of the second, added 2 in the bottom of the third, and that's where we stand. All 4 runs charged against starter Larry Benard. So the Mets, here's a swing and a miss for strike 1. Landrum playing center field for the Giants in this first game of today's doubleheader as Captain Willie Mays is being rested. He appeared at home plate with the lineup cards as the captain of the Giants before the start of the ball game, and then retired to the dugout, perhaps to the locker room. Here's a pitch in for a called strike. Breaking ball from Jerry Arrigo. Obtained by the Mets from the Cincinnati Reds. Now the 2-strike delivery. Misses outside for ball. It's 1-2. The addition of Arrigo, of course, gives the Mets another possibly starting left-hander and certainly another left-hander for bullpen duty. Here's a 1-2 pitch, swung on, foul back, out of play. Now it holds at 1-2 to Don Landrum. This is the first doubleheader of the season for the San Francisco Giants. And the fans have certainly turned out for this one. 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball hit on the ground towards second. And it's taken by Hunt back on the outfield grass. He placed the first in time. Hunt had to move swiftly to his glove side and range back a couple of steps on the outfield grass to make the play on the ball hit between first and second. Tito Fuente is coming up for his first time in this game. Fuente has been out with an injury sustained in the Dodgers series in Los Angeles between the Giants and Dodgers just before the Mets came in here. The Mets will be in Los Angeles next weekend. Friday night, Saturday night, a Sunday singleton. This pitch is in for a call strike. Tito Fuente. Pitches outside for a ball. Some very interesting wind currents in this ballpark. I am looking right now at a hot dog wrapper, which is just sort of hanging up in the air at a level and floating around up there without either ascending or descending. Here's a pitch from it hit on the ground between Hiller and the bag. Fair ball down the line and left. Charged by Cranesville. Up with it. Wednesday takes a wide turn and holds it first. A sharp single to left. Drilled on the ground between third baseman Chuck Hiller and the bag. Second hit for the Giants off Jerry Arrigo and brings up Willie McCovey. Big stretch today. A single, struck out, and was hit by a pitch ball. The Giants 4, the Mets nothing. Bottom half of the seventh inning, first game of a Sunday doubleheader. Left-handed, Jerry Arrigo off the stretch. Pitch to the left-hand batter, swung on, foul. Back of first base, out of play. Cookie Lavagetto on the coaching lines at first base for the Giants. He spent 2 years as a coach with the New York Mets and was in ill health the latter part of the second year. Preferred to work closer to his home in Oakland, if at all possible. Here's a swing and drive into right field for a base hit. It is on by Johnny Lewis. It's fire fence and right. Lindsay is being held up at third, and McCovey stands with a double at second base. Johnny Lewis is reaching down for the ball and just didn't bend his back far enough, and it went right under the glove and all the way out to the wire fence in right field. So now the Giants have runners in second and third. Scored as a double for Willie McCovey. There is one man out in Jim Rayhart coming up. He's hit 4 home runs against the New York Mets this season, 1 in New York and 3 in this series. He's 2-for-3 and has driven in 3 runs here this afternoon. Jim Rayhart hitting cleanup for the Giants. Is up and throwing in the bullpen for the New York Mets under the watchful eye of pitching coach Harvey Haddock. And Jim Rayhart is being intentionally walked. The pitch is outside. First base is open with one man out. Hart is being intentionally passed. Right-hand batter Chap Peterson is on deck. Ball 2 to Jim Rayhart. And it's outside ball 3. Johnny Stevenson, the catcher, takes his position within the coach's line, extends his right hand as a target. Here is ball 4. So Jim Rayhart goes to first with a base on ball. Jeff Peterson's coming up. He's 1-for-2 and a walk. Manager Wes Western is going to the mound. Walking slowly out there. Hand thrust deeply in the right hip pocket as he walks. The sign goes down to the bullpen for Dave Eilers. So Eilers will be coming in here to replace Arrigo. Arrigo has pitched 1 1/3, in which he has given up no runs to this point. Has been touched for 3 hits. Struck out none and walked 1 intentionally. He is responsible for the 3 men on base. Now, I beg your pardon, because Eilers took a couple of steps in, went back and started throwing again, and umpire Sam Landis tells him to go right ahead because Arrigo is going to stay in the ballgame. Arrigo is staying in the ballgame, and he will pitch to Cal Peterson. As the sign was relayed by Landis out of the bullpen, and Eilers started in, but apparently it was some sort of a mix-up on Western signal. Here's the pitch. Swung in on the ground, a slow roller towards third, taken by Hiller. He throws to first, and out there, but the run scores and runners move up. Wednesday crosses the plate, and the Giants lead 5-0. So Cal Peterson gets a run batted in as he grounded out third to first. He wasn't hit hard enough to make a play at the plate. Tom Haller, left-hand batter, coming up. Nothing for 2 and a walk. Eilers continues to throw down in the Mets bullpen. Jerry Arrigo winds and fires, and the pitcher's in there for a called strike. Giants 5, Mets nothing in the bottom half of the seventh inning. Strike 1 delivery, a breaking ball. Swung on and missed. It's strike 2 now to Haller. Actually, he got a little piece of it and fouled it off down into the dirt. Brown waits on deck. Cabrera's two-strike delivery, and it's low and away for a ball. McCovey is the base runner at third, and Jim Ray Hart is the base runner at second. The wind is blowing simply out toward right field here at Candlestick Park at this moment. The 1-2 pitch. Just missed outside. Arrigo thought he might get a call. Came down off the mound. It's 2-2. Arrigo looks for the sign as Giant runners lead at second and third. The 2-2 delivery. Swung on and hit in the air to right field. And Johnny Lewis hangs there waiting. And Lewis makes the cut. So the side is out. One run, two hits. No errors, two left, and the score at the end of seven full innings is Giants 5, the Mets nothing. And right now we pause for station identification. This is the New York Mets Baseball Network.
This is WGY, Schenectady, New York.
This is Lindsey Nelson with Ralph Kiner and Bob Murphy at Candlestick Park in San Francisco, California. Let's check the scoreboard. The National League, first game of a doubleheader at the end of seven innings of play. The Atlanta Braves 5, the Chicago Cubs 1. Dick Ellsworth relieved by Bill Paul in the fifth for the Cubs. Wade Blasinger has been in all the way for Atlanta. The end of 3.5 innings in Los Angeles. The Pittsburgh Pirates 4 and the Dodgers nothing. Bob Veal for the Pirates, Claude Osteen for the Dodgers. In Cincinnati at the end of seven, the Cincinnati Reds 3 and the St. Louis Cardinals 2. Bob Gibson for the Cardinals, Jim O'Toole for Cincinnati, Don Nottebright in the seventh, Bill McCool in the eighth. Orlando Cepeda has homeward for the Cardinals and Vada Benson has homeward for Cincinnati. In Houston at the Astrodome at the end of four, the Philadelphia Phillies 2, the Houston Astros 1. Jim Bunning against Barry Lattman, relieved by Montecito in the fifth inning. Over in the American League, California Angels defeated Washington. Check it the other way around. Washington defeated the California Angels by a score of 6-2 in the first game of a doubleheader. Pete Rickard, the winner, and Fred Newman, the loser. Reichert and Adcock in California home runs. The second game is through two innings. McLaughlin against Hannon in that one. Right here, as we go to the top half of the eighth inning, Chuck Hiller is up to lead off for the Mets. In the American League at the end of eight, the Cleveland Indians 3, the Chicago White Sox 2, Siebert against Peters, Orland in the fifth, and Fisher in the eighth. That's the first of a doubleheader. Pitch to Hiller is in for a call strike. First game of a doubleheader in New York, the Yankees 5, the Minnesota Twins 3, Mel Stottlemyre the winner, Mudcat Grant the loser, Gibbs and Pepitone homeward for the Yanks. Marichal delivers fastball high and tight, 1-1. A second game in New York, at the end of 3.5 innings, the Minnesota Twins 1, the Yankees nothing, Merritt against Peterson. Detroit beat Baltimore 3-2 in a single game. Lowitz the winner, but Tanner the loser. Here's a swing and a ground ball to first. Taken there by Stretch McCovey. Jogs to the bag, and Hiller has grounded out to first base on the 50. The Boston Red Sox defeated the Kansas City A's today 5-1. Earl Wilson the winner, and Ralph Terry the loser. Jones home in the fifth with nobody on for Boston. Right here, Roy McMillan is coming up for the Mets in the top half of the eighth inning. With Giants leading by a score of 5-0. That's high and away for a ball. Hawk Taylor is on deck now for the New York Mets with Jerry Arrigo scheduled up next. Here's a pitch inside. Hawk Taylor has not appeared in a game since being brought back from Jacksonville. Marichal has limited the Mets to 3 hits in this game thus far. That's in for a call strike, 2-1 to McMillan. The banner being paraded with through the stands right now, a huge banner by two young men saying, "Go Mets!" And they're getting all sorts of difficulty over that. With the 2-1 pitch. Swung on and hit deep to center field by McMillan, but right there is Don Landrum calling, and he makes the catch. Two away, and Hawk Taylor's coming up. Say, how many good jokes did your favorite bartender tell you last year? 50? 100? A couple of hundred? Well, National Tavern Month is your big chance to pay him back a little bit. Why don't you tell your bartender one good joke this month? And you might buy him a glass of Rheingold, too. You might appreciate that more than the joke. Hawk Taylor up. Pitches outside for a ball. Taylor's first time up this season with the New York Mets. Right-hand batter. Marichal's pitch. Swung on and hit in the air to first base, and McCovey backtracks a little bit and makes the jump. So it starts out in order with no runs, no hits, nor errors, none left, and the score at the end of 7.5 innings is the Giants 5 and the Mets nothing. And here's a song about the accordions of France. The music has a certain je ne sais quoi, like something else you'll hear about.
Le piano du pauvre, le nouveau tour du cou. La chanson guimauve, ce canini s'en fout. Mais il est pas fou, elle lui rend bien, il est éclectique. Ce n'a tout jamais qu'on dit au polka, il aime la musique. Le piano du pauvre dans sa boîte à bobards tape un air guimauve en prenant son moteur. Il a l'air grognon, il joue dans sa cou, il a la perverse. C'est qu'il est pas chien et puis qu'il faut bien faire marcher le commerce.
Maybe it's our French malt that gives Rheingold Extra Dry its special je ne sais quoi. But whatever it is, we must be doing something formidable.
Alors tu viens, bon, tu vas pas rester là tout seul toute la soirée. Allons, viens.
We'll be going now to the bottom half of the eighth inning and a correction on the information we gave you on Telly. He was not appearing as a pinch hitter. He had been in the ballgame as the catcher. And was batting number 9 in the order. So Arrigo is still in the ballgame with Hawk Taylor batting number 9 in the order and Arrigo batting in place of Johnny Stevenson. Now it's Ollie Brown coming up for the San Francisco Giants, who lead here by a score of 5-0. Brown is nothing for 2 and a walk, a right-hand batter. And Arrigo winds and fires. The pitch is swung on and missed for strike 1. Rigo taking the sign from Hawk Taylor. And pitch low for a ball. 1-1. Hal Lanier is waiting on deck for the Giants. 1-1 pitch, and it's swung on. An underground foul back at third. In the second game here today, Jack Hamilton will pitch for the New York Mets and left-hander Ray Sadecki for the San Francisco Giants. This is a 1-2 pitch. Swung on foul off to the right side and out of play. So the shot continues at 1-2 to Ollie Brown. We'll be bringing you the game between the Mets and the Houston Astros Tuesday night from Houston. Radio coverage only, and we'll be on the air at 9:25 p.m. New York time. Breaking ball swung on and popped up in short left field. Shortstop Roy McMillan retreats, slips the glasses underneath, he makes the catch. Ollie Brown has popped to short, one away, and that brings up Hal Lanier, who now is playing shortstop for the Giants. Started the game at second base. Lanier is 1-for-3. High. Ball 1 to Lanier. Larry Benard started this game today for the Mets, where 2 1/3 was charged with 4 runs on 5 hits. Struck out 1 and walked 2. The lead by Bill Hepler, who worked 2 1/3, allowed no runs and only 1 hit. Here's a swing and a ground ball to the right side. Ron Hunt at second base squares it. Plays on to Dick Stewart in time. Well, there grounds out second to first. 2 away. And Juan Marichal is coming up. He's 1-for-3. Thanks for the run. Bingo. Delivers it, swung on and fouled off. The strike one. This doubleheader started at high noon, San Francisco time. In the last half hour, the wind has picked up velocity toward right field considerably. And if it follows the usual foul pattern, will accelerate for about the next hour. Here's the pitch and it's swung on. Hit back to the mound. Taken by Arrigo. Pivots and pegs on in time. So Marichal grounds out. Pitcher to first. And Arrigo sets the side down in order. No runs, no hits, no errors, none left. And the score at the end of eight full innings is the Giants 5 and the Mets nothing.
This is it. You've just locked your suitcase. It's loaded with $5,000. You're making a getaway with your whole family on a Starstream jet. Why? You're first prize winner in Pepsi-Cola's $2 million worldwide family shopping spree. You're flying to your favorite TWA foreign capital city with $5,000 shopping money. And that's only part of the fun. There's a hometown shopping spree, too. All the groceries your family can carry to the checkout in 30 minutes are yours free. Runner-up prizes from Pepsi include new Oldsmobile station wagons, quarter-hour grocery shopping sprees, over 150,000 prizes, including valuable gift certificates, redeemable in your favorite Pepsi outlet. Enter Pepsi-Cola's $2 million worldwide family shopping spree today. Free entry blanks wherever Pepsi-Cola products are sold. Void where prohibited by law.
Enter Pepsi Shopper Spree today. You can share in over $6,000 worth of local prizes to be awarded weekly. Details wherever Pepsi-Cola is sold.
Okay, Lindsay. 5-0 game. The Mets need 5 to tie. And they'll have Ron Hunt as their leadoff batter. He'll be followed by Cleon Jones and Johnny Stevenson. Juan Marichal working for the Giants with a record of 7-0 for the season and working on his 8th win against no losses. Juan has given up 3 base hits in the game. He has struck out a total of 4 batters, and he has walked none. Juan has pitched 2 previous shutouts this season, and he has had 6 complete games. Ron Hunt with 1 of the 3 hits. Leon Jones, the on-deck batter, with 2 of the 3 hits. And the first pitch to run is a check swing, a little ground ball down toward first base. A race for first. Marichal's there first. He makes the play, and he is stepped on. Now Marichal down to the ground. He was stepped on. His right foot stepped on as Ron Hunt was out. Marichal had some trouble with an ankle and missed 1 day of his regular term. Possibly he turned the foot. The Giants now have had 2 of their big men injured to some extent in this game. Juan now limping back to the pitcher's mound. He's all right. Willie McCovey was hit by a pitch ball, and there was some concern as it took a few minutes for him to determine that everything was all right. Ron 1-for-4 in the game. He started hitting at 347. And as he came up for his final turn at bat, his average was at 347 again after going up to 350, and now he is down under that figure. Marichal taking a couple of warm-up pitches, indicating that he is all right. The next batter will be Cleon Jones. Cleon 2-for-3 to raise his average from 296 to 310 during the game. Right-hand batter. Giants lead 5-0, 1 out the top of the 9th. And the first pitch is sidearm pitch outside, and it's ball 1. Now Marichal taking the signs from Tom Haller. His next delivery, again sidearm, this one over the outside corner. Called a strike, 1 ball, 1 strike. One strike. The next pitch is deep to left center field. Going way back to center fielder. He is there. And Don Landrum puts it away. Ball well hit, but Don Landrum with a quick start playing in place of Willie Mays in center field hauled it in. The wind also a helping hand as it stopped the ball from going out too far. Wind blowing in strongly from left field. And now the Mets have a pinch hitter, Ron Swoboda, coming up for the pitcher, Gary Arrigo. Mets are down to their last out here in the ninth inning. The Giants lead 5-0. Swoboda, a right-hand batter, hitting 158 with one home run. 5 runs batted in. He takes outside. It's the ball. Ron was a pinch hitter in yesterday's ball game and grounded the deep short and was out in a very close play at first. Now the 1-0 pitch, taken inside. It's ball two. This time, Marichal right off the top. 2 balls, no strikes. No strike. And the next pitch hits in for a called strike one. On deck batter for the Mets, Dick Stewart. But with 2 men out, it's up to Ron Swoboda to get on for Stewart. 2 balls, 1 strike. 2 men out in the top of the ninth. Pitch back is swung on and fouled. It's now 2-2. With a run in the first, a run in the second, 2 in the third, and a run in the seventh, leading 5-0. A swing and a foul back on the screen, and the count holds at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ron Swoboda keeping the game going, fouling off the pitch from Ron Marichal. And now the right-hander into the windup and back again, and the pitch misses low and away, and it's now 3 balls, 2 strikes. Marichal has not walked a batter in this ballgame. He has walked only 6 batters all season long. Three balls, 2 strikes. The windup and the pitch. Curveball, a hard swing and a foul. So Swoboda stays in at 3 balls and 2. Marichal looks for the sign. Has them, goes into the windup, tries again. And the pitch is inside and high, ball four. Marichal walks his first man. Swoboda becomes the fourth base runner against the right-hand pitcher. And it brings up Dick Stewart. Dick is 0 for 3. Right-hand batter. His average of 194. Giants lead 5-0. 2 out, top of the ninth. Mets with a runner at first base. And the first pitch is fouled back on the screen at strike one. Juan Marichal checking the sign from Tom Howler. Now checking it first, coming back again. The pitch is a changeup. It's swung on and fouled over the top of the screen. Strike two. So Marichal at 0-2, with 2 out in the top of the ninth. Giants have 5 runs, a total of 9 hits. Mets have no runs and 3. And the next pitch, swung on and missed, strike 3, and that's the ball game. Juan Marichal walking off with his 8th win. He has not lost the game this year. The strikeout was his 5th of the ball game. And for the Mets in the ninth inning, no runs, no hits, no errors for the Giants. A walk and 1 man left on. And the final score of the game, the Giants 5, the Mets nothing.